Yes, everybody. The voice of Wisconsin, Tori Amos.
Oh my gosh.
So, you may be wondering, why are we playing a Tori Amos song? Well, I love Tori Amos. She's fantastic. She's got a heck of a voice, and pretty much anybody who I really, really respect and love also loves Tori Amos. So I'm not dissing her whatsoever, but this is Song for Eric, and it goes out to Eric, who won in Missouri.
Which Eric?
Eric.
Whichever one was endorsed.
Congratulations, Eric. You are the best.
Oh, folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there.
Oh, man. I think, you know, it's very important when you get that Triumph endorsement to go and know who that person is before you endorse.
Do you think that the Eric only got endorsed in Missouri because, you know...
I wonder if Trump. double Eric voter turnout happened or something.
It would be interesting. Just imagine being like, okay, I got Trump told me to vote for Eric, and then you walk into the booth and there's two Erics on the ballot. Like, imagine the confusion of just being like kind of a pretty low information voter and just being like, crap, there's two Erics. I didn't do enough of the homework. It was like, an open notes test and I didn't. I don't have enough to pass. Like, that is what happened in the Missouri primary. Eric, there's two Erics on the ballot for Missouri governor or U.S. Senate. I forget which race it was, but Trump came in and endorsed Eric without a last name. And I think it honestly stems from the fact that here in Wisconsin, there are also two candidates that were seeking a Trump endorsement for the GOP gubernatorial.
Call me Tim.
Tim?
Some will call me Tim.
I love a good Monty Python reference.
I can see Trump going, Tim. Yes, because here's the thing.
And then Trump's
Tim Michaels really had said nothing about, you know, election fraud or anything like that. Tim Ramthan was the guy who's like, yeah, decertify, decertify, which is funny because Trump just endorsed Robin Voss's opponent, calling Robin Voss a rhino. And, you know, saying that, you know, Steen, I could see him saying, I like Steen.
That's
Steen.
A strong name. That's a strong name.
Steen, whoever that is. Either way, I guarantee you Steen has better yard signs than Robin Voss. It looks like a freaking New York license plate. Anyway, seriously, it's like a yellow and black New York State license plate. It's just bad. It's just, it's awful. Whatever you think about the guy or candidate or however you're going to vote.
No graphic design.
Those signs are awful.
No graphic design.
Take them down. They're just, you should be embarrassed. But again, when the guy has no shame, whatever.
But
anyway.
Like you said, Ramthan was kind of openly the Trump candidate. It was assumed that he was probably before... Tim Michaels got into the race, could have been the potential candidate that got the Trump endorsement.
I had assumed that he was going to be the Trump loser candidate. You know, Trump always picks, like, this guy's a crazy loser. Go and I endorsed him, and then I did it. And then the guy loses by a lot, and then Trump goes, who was that? I don't even know who you're talking about.
And so I think the Eric situation in Missouri just completely stemmed from here in Wisconsin that Trump probably wanted to endorse Tim Ramthan, and he just said Tim, and then their aides picked the one that they thought had a better chance of which Tim deserved the endorsement.
And when it comes down to it, honestly, the best candidate to if you're going to match somebody with Donald Trump, it's Tim Michaels. Guy in a suit, inherited a company.
Dad did all the work.
Lives in a different state than he's trying to go and control.
pretends that he knows how to drive a truck.
Yeah, pretends he's some sort of blue-collar guy when there's not even a chance that he's a blue-collar guy. Like, there's no possible way. He marched in front of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Okay. Okay, you did. Great. Yeah. That's great. Respect to you, man. But don't tell me like you're, hey, you and me, we're the same. We hung out in the bar and had a beer once. Like, that dude that you hung out and had a beer once was like, he has that beer because he has to sometimes. You did it so that you could go and ingratiate yourself to him. You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Yes.
Tim Michaels is perfect for Donald Trump. But
the similarities there are a little uncanny. But it is interesting to me that Eric won without getting, you know, that formal last name on that endorsement. It kind of shortens the process. Good job, Eric. But we got Tim Michaels is going to be joined by Donald Trump here in the state of Wisconsin later this week, Brian.
Oh, really?
Coming to Waukesha on Friday. But it's interesting because there's really dueling campaign endorsements back and forth here between the Tim Michaels camp and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who was the presumptive nominee for this just a few months ago before Tim Michaels got into the race, and is completely shaken up the dynamic. And so today, former Vice President Mike Pence and former Governor Scott Walker stumping in Pewaukee for the former Lieutenant Governor Clayfish. Oh. And then later this week, the former president is coming to town. Donald Trump going to be stumping for, and I believe Adam Steen, who you referenced there, who's running against
Good
Robin Voss,
Adam Steen.
Is going to be at that event as well in Waukesha. So it's getting pretty crazy in this Republican primary.
I want you guys to go. I'm endorsing this person because he's calling for something that you actually can't do. I appreciate that. And by the way, the thing I want him to do is overturn the last election, which half of the people that I'm endorsing got elected in. But I want you to go and turn out to vote because that election was stolen, and the vote is always going to be stolen. But you should turn out to vote even though the vote is going to be stolen anyway. And then you should endorse this guy, Tim Michaels. Why? Because it's him and his Michaels walking on the street scaring children. And I appreciate that because he's kind of a lot like me. And eventually he's the son I wish I had.
It's better than Eric and Don. That's a different Eric. Well, we don't need to go
different
down
Eric. Right now. And that's the thing. Maybe that's why he had to. He forgot. He's like, and I have to endorse Eric. Eric.
Oh no!
Like in his mind,
Eric.
He was like, oh yeah, I have a son named Eric, and he's like, Dad. Somewhere, whenever
he said
says
my
Eric,
name, Dad. You said my name,
Dad. You said my name. It was somebody else. No, he plays that speech back to himself. By the way.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Some Republican in disarray headlines. We've got some more that we're going to get into here in the state of Wisconsin when we get back. Also taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. We've got a ton of new social accounts for Devil Radio, The Shaw, Bull Falls Radio, and Locally Grown Radio. So check us out online, wherever growing.
Dad, I love you.